All right. Well, now let me officially say good morning and welcome to our weekly Kickstart Leadership Call. My name is Josh Clark, and I have the privilege of serving as your Vice President of Sales for North America. And I'll tell you, I am only on this call because thankfully, 25 years ago, somebody shared the gift of NeoLife with our family. And I'll tell you something, our family has never been the same. Many of you know this story, but if you're brand new, just quickly, again, introduce myself, and you'll understand why I'm so passionate, so enthusiastic about this mission that we're all on. It's a mission to end the trend of sickness across North America, around the world. And for our family, again, 25 years ago, my mother was suffering from a lot of health challenges. We were absolute health nuts. We were doing everything that we knew to do and to eat healthy. We really were health nuts before it was even cool to be a health nut on the West Coast. But, you know, all of that wasn't enough. My mother was still suffering. It impacted our entire family. And then somebody shared the gift of NeoLife. And you know what's interesting? If you would think that right away we'd be like, oh, wow, we found it. But we weren't that way. And if you're brand new, you're going to experience this too. Sometimes it's disappointing because the very people who need it the most are the slowest to get it. And it wasn't until 4 months later that my mother finally got started on the products, and we didn't think it would do a thing to help her. We thought, you know what? Okay, this is good stuff. Other people need it, not us. But only because of the persistence of that family did my mother's health turn around. And today she's in her 60s. She's training for a half marathon, runs 5Ks and 10Ks regularly in her 60s. Missing Oregon. So I am so grateful. I know the power of good nutrition, and I want to thank each and every one of you who are enlisted with us in this mission. I mean, it's really a crusade to end the trend. And you know what? I have great news to share with you all. I just got back this past Tuesday from out in Fremont, out in the Bay Area, and we had our international executive meetings. And I'll tell you something, because of all of you, because of each and every one of you believing in this mission, you know, having faith, joining forces together, knowing we have great products, that the timing could not, you know, our products couldn't be more needed in the marketplace. In fact, they are more needed than ever before. And I want to thank you all for believing that. We're creating a movement, and I'll tell you, this movement is picking up steam, and I had the best, you know, when I see sales go up, when I see recruiting goes up, what that means to me is that we're on mission, we're building a movement together, and it was exciting to be able to report the best numbers ever since I've been a part of this with you all. Great news all year long, and I'll tell you something, I am absolutely bullish on what's going to happen in 2018. We're going to kill it together. We're going to change more lives than ever together because we're going to press forward. We're going to press onward. And what I want to encourage you right now, before I jump into the interview in a couple minutes, I want to encourage you to make a commitment right now that you're going to make 2018 your best year ever, that you're going to achieve your dreams. You're going to achieve your goals, you're going to create time freedom, financial freedom, that you're going to impact more lives than you ever have before, because I'm telling you, we have the vehicle to do it, and this beautiful, you know, North America is so beautiful. We have the opportunity to be involved in free enterprise, to be involved in, you know, capitalism, and to me, it is the most wonderful thing when it's about you've discovered a real need in the marketplace and you have a solution to deliver. And this problem is so big that I believe that 2018 should be absolutely your best year ever. And so here's what I'm going to challenge you to do. In order to make that possible, I'm going to challenge you to get on a success team. We have a new quarter coming up, and we are right now, you know, I am reorganizing, re-putting together our success team for the first quarter, the corporate success teams. But I would encourage you to get on a success team. If you're not on one, you can email. If your upline doesn't have a success team, that's where we want you to be. If they have a team, that's the best place to be, building relationships with your team, working together with them. But I'll tell you, if you say, Josh, our team doesn't have one, I don't know of one to be on, then email successteams@neolife.com and Erica, my assistant, will make sure that you get on one. First thing you do though is go to the back office and look up under, in the back office under business, under success team tools, you'll find the terms of agreement. So you'll need to read that over. It should make you nervous, but it shouldn't. Don't let it stop you from joining, because I'll tell you something, you're going to find out that you may look at it and say, oh my goodness, I can't do this. But you know what? I've discovered you can. And you got a team around you that's going to help you do that. And that's what a success team is about. It's a 90-day commitment. Anyone can make a 90-day commitment. Anyone can go on a, you know, on a films, you know, on a movie for 90 days, go out on a drilling rig for 90 days. Anyone can make, you know, major changes, short-term sacrifices for 90 days. And I'll tell you something, if you do it and you really intend to go all in, all out in the first quarter, you will set yourself up for an amazing 2018. And if you only knew the product line that we're launching, what's happening at Rally, you would understand that this is the quarter to double down, to go all in for 90 days with us. So again, get on a success team. If you don't have one, get on one with me. I tell you what, we're going to have more fun than we've ever had on a success team. If you've been on one in the past, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to take it up, notch it up, you know, ratchet it up to the next level. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be more engaged than ever. And with this new product line launch, oh my God, I can hardly wait. It's going to be that fresh energy, fresh enthusiasm that you're going to see your volume in your organization, your PV, your recruits are going to go through the roof because we're about to launch something that is absolutely critically needed, and we're going to do it in an unprecedented way, first to market in our industry. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be sexy. It's going to fill a real need in the marketplace. And it's going to be a major, this area that we're jumping into in a new unprecedented way is a major market segment. Okay. So how does this all tie in? This all ties right back to success team, because you know what? You can have the best, tools. You can have, you know, a product line that fills a major need in the marketplace. But if you don't have a team around you helping to bring out the best in you, then it all could be, you could watch other people achieve their dreams, other people build huge businesses, have their best year ever. And what I don't want is you to get left behind. So don't let that happen. All for one, one for all. Let's get on a success team. Now's the time. Talk to your team. Formulate your own success team. Get on a, if you need to be on a corporate team, then we'll make room for you. If your team, again, your upline has one, get on that. Okay. So that's been the biggest breakthrough for me in my own personal life, whether it's personal, whether it's been sports, whether it's been my Neolife business. The major breakthrough was getting on a team, having people around me, checking in regularly, filling out a tracker, because this business is so easy. One day goes by and you're like, it's my own business. I can do what I want. Next thing you know, it's 2 days, and then it's a week, and then it's 2 weeks. And this business is all about the 3 daily success habits. Doing it consistently day in and day out. That's how we get sharper. That's how we get better. That's how we build our confidence. And that's how we build momentum. This business is a momentum business. It's a grassroots movement. That's exactly what you're building. And it takes daily habits. It's just 3, 1, 2, 3, but your success team helps you actually do it. You know, because there's a real big disconnect from like, I know what to do. And not everyone knows what to do. The success team lays that all out. But it's one thing to know it. It's another thing to do it. In fact, knowing what to do and not doing it is the most frustrating, depressing thing, isn't it? When you're like, I know I should be doing this, but another year has gone by and I haven't done it, and I haven't done it consistently. It's time for you, my friend, to get on a success team. Not because you're weak, but because you're strong. And because you recognize that you together – on a team, you're stronger, and that none of us was designed or thrives in a silo by ourselves. Regardless of personality type, we all need others around us to help bring out the very best in us. Okay, so that's enough said about that. You'll probably hear a little bit about it. I know from the couple on the interview, but this is a critical time. We're forming the new teams, and I want to take a moment to make sure no one gets left behind, no one gets left out. So anyway, please talk to your upline about that, and if you don't have one, get on one with us. Okay, and by the way, last time, if you need to talk, if you want to get on a corporate success team, email Erica at successteams@neolife.com. Success team at neolife.com. Okay. All right. Now, moving on, a couple other really exciting things. Christmas gifts, y'all. It's not too late. I know we're giving our friends the gifts that last a lifetime, the gift of health. Instead of that ugly sweater that just ends, you know what I'm talking about? It just ends up in the attic, or they go, oh, that was nice. It's a thought that counts, right? No, instead, give them something that just could keep on blessing them. So I want to encourage you, open up Team Talk in your Neolife email. You get them on the 15th of every month. Call customer service. You know, get the new year, new you, the three-day detox with a free Neolife really cool mug. That's a fantastic gift. It also includes some shake samples and a ball of liquid omega-3. You could go with a So Fresh and So Clean, where you get to experience the shampoo, conditioner, the shower gel, a hand and body lotion. Great option with a really cool cap. Or you could go with the Healthy Home for the Holidays. Some of you need to introduce the cleaners because you got friends that are literally cleaning their home with toxic junk. And their babies are crawling across it. They're preparing food on the counters, and it's nasty stuff. I mean, most people don't even realize their home's the most toxic environment. It's scary. So, you know what we use. The only thing you'll find in our bus on the 365-day tour is green LDC and Super 10. It does everything. You can even brush your teeth with the green. I'm serious. Anyway, so check that out. Definitely give your gift, your family, the gift of health that just keeps on giving. Okay, and then what else do I need to mention? Oh, rally tickets. Go to neolifeevents.com. Get your rally tickets. Get a 5-pack. You know, that's a great gift to give over the holidays. Didn't even think about that one until just now. I'm sure many of you have. But, you know, if you don't give them a ticket, sell them a ticket. Sell them a ticket. Sometimes that helps them really commit even more. But let them know it's sold out in L.A., it's sold out in Canada, and we don't want them to miss out. Because the product, y'all, bear with me a moment on this, the product is launching in April. You're like, what, Josh? If you were here, we'd kill you. No, hang on. Yes, it's launching in April, but it's pre-launching at the rally. So you're going to have 3 days, East Coast, Canada, West Coast rally, where you can order the products, some specials. Oh my, I'm telling you, I'm really excited. Normally, we don't do something like we're about to do. In fact, as I think about this right now at the moment, I cannot think of us doing something like this, like what we're about to do. We're going to actually give away some product with your purchase at the rally. It's going to get really exciting. Okay, it's not going to be just throwing in some sales aids and stuff. We're going to do something really cool, really unprecedented. So you want to be at Rally just to be able to get the product, but you're going to be able to get some free stuff. So I'm really excited about that. Be there, get your tickets there. What I don't want is people upset at me like, oh, well, I didn't know, you know, the extent of this. You know, I thought I could just, you know, hear about it from other people. No, you're going to be way behind if you're not there. So anyway, love your team. Get them out. Customer users, first half of the day is all about the product. Second half of the day, we're going to make sure you're trained, equipped. You know how to absolutely go out there and host successful pre-launch events in your community. And we're going to have a whole strategy to help you put together a pre-launch team. And in fact, you want to go ahead right now and start saying, listen, I don't know what this product is, line is. All I know is 60-year-old company, major breakthroughs in the industry. And when they say first to market in the industry, I'm going to be there. And you don't want to miss out either, because I think you have the potential to be to do really well at this with me as a member of our pre-launch team to launch it in our state. Right? Because first to market, you're going to be absolutely way ahead of the launch in April. So anyway, enough said on that. Got to keep moving along. You know, keep watching 365-day tour, because this next week and this next 2 weeks, right through the holidays, I'm working on tour stops. We've got in January, super excited. They've already been confirmed for a while, but the details are all going up. Memphis, Little Rock, Dallas, And then with Tony and Yvette Robertson in Phoenix on our way out to the LA rally, we'll be making those stops. And then we're going to be doing a bunch of stuff in Southern California, then headed up to Northern California. So be looking for those, checking that out, 365-day tour. Okay, now, no call on Christmas Day. No call. I got a feeling nobody would be on the call with me, and that's a good thing. Don't blame you. You'd rather be with your family than me. But so no call on Christmas Day, but we are going to have a call on New Year's. You know what? This business is its prime time is New Year's. And I just didn't think I'd be doing any of us a service by saying I'm going to take off New Year's. So I'm going to be on that call with you, and I'm going to line up something really cool, get some really cool leaders on the call, talk about how we leverage, how do we maximize this new year. I know if you're like me, you're already excited getting a head start. Last thing you want to do is miss New Year's Day to hit the ground running. So we'll be with you. Okay, now. Let's jump right into the interview. I know that I went a few more minutes. There's so many exciting things I need to fill you all in so you don't miss out on it. But it is time to hear from a rising star out in the field. I'm going to ask Bruce and Rachel if you'll go ahead and hit star one, only Bruce and Rachel, to unmute your lines. But let me tell you a little bit about them. When you get to know this couple, if you've already met them, you know exactly what I mean. They have the biggest hearts. You could be in the frigid cold. I'm up in the Bay Area to Atlanta, so I got a coat on as I speak right now. But, you know, you could be with them, and they warm you up. They're that kind of couple. From their smile to the genuineness of who they are, just warm you up. Their love, their care for others. Really a blessing, a privilege to have Bruce and Rachel Stevens with us. They, again, brand new Emerald directors. You heard from their son and daughter-in-law. They were Jeff and Julie Stevens were on the call about a month ago as brand new World Team Sapphire directors, and it's a privilege now to have their parents on the line. And I'm going to ask them to share. I don't want to give away their story. I'm going to ask them to share it. But Bruce and Rachel, are you with us? Bruce and Rachel, are you there? I'll give you just a second. I heard you earlier, so you're just going to hit.
Okay.
There
yeah,
you go.
We got it now. Okay.
Awesome. Awesome.
Good morning.
So, good morning. Bruce, is Rachel with us too?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Bruce and Rachel, thank you. Thank you so much. And it's a very busy time of the year. I want to thank you for making time and at the beginning of your day out there on the West Coast to be with us and share a little bit of your story. I guess, you know, really where I'd like to begin, you guys are a big, beautiful family. Incredible story what these products have done for you guys. I know that, Bruce, you're probably already out on the road tuning pianos, but I appreciate you sharing a bit of your story. Let's begin with, how did you guys learn about Neolife?
Well, I guess I'll start with me. I may have heard about it in passing, and my wife's giving me that all-knowing nod, yes, you did. And I think it just blew right by me, and I didn't give it any thought. And so about a year and a half ago, I think it was maybe May of last year, I was at a wedding, and I just happened to wander into a conversation that, Josh, you were in along with Dwight Johnson and Alan Blaine, and you were talking about nutrition, and I'm sort of interested in that, and my ears perked up, and I listened, and because I'm a little bit skeptical, I thought, well, I'll at least ask a question, you know, why this is so good. And I think it was Dwight that started talking and sharing, and I was just totally blown away by what I was hearing. It was things I'd never heard before regarding nutrition, regarding product, regarding a company that had such integrity, a science board, and it really set me back on my heels, and it was like, wow, this is really something. And then at that, I believe it was the same event, was Chad's daughter, one of his daughters that we were talking about exercise and things, and I was admitting what a slug I was, and I knew I needed to get started doing something because, hey, I'm getting close to 60 on that downhill slide, and I knew my blood pressure was up and my cholesterol was going up and I was overweight and just I was just tired and I work a lot of hours. And so she just challenged me right on the spot, stuck out her hand and says, "Well, just get started. Can you walk 10 minutes a day?" And I was almost a little offended, you know, but I said, "Well, of course." And so she said, "Well, shake on it." And so I shook her hand and I agreed to get started. And I think it was right about that time that I thought, okay, I'm going to do exercise. I'm going to try this NeoLife thing, whatever it is, I'm going to try it. And my son, Brendan, and my son, Jeff, and his wife, Julie, they had already been experiencing the products, and they just pushed me. It's like, you need to do this for sure. So I got started, and I would say it was in about the first month that I was definitely feeling better. I had more energy. I was kind of surprised. It's like, wow, I had taken other nutritional products before and thought that they were so good, but I never experienced this kind of response. So that really motivated me. And then with the exercise, and I thought I always ate pretty well, but I think it was at that moment when I was talking to Chad's daughter, it was like, okay, I'm going to give up something. And I gave up my donut or two a day. I'm sorry to say I did that, but I'm going to give that up. I can give that up because that doesn't help me at all. And I've been successful at that. Just, it's like, I'm done with the donuts, you know? So it's been a great, a great experience. And then I think it was after about 4 weeks or 5 weeks, my son Brendan, he says, "Well, Dad, is Mom taking the products?" And I was like, "No. Well, why not? She should. She needs it." And so she started taking the products, and maybe I should just let her tell her story, because this is, if there was something that just convinced me of the value of this company and its products, it's her story. Yes, my cholesterol went down. Yes, my blood pressure went down. Yes, I felt better than I have in years. I have not been sick in over a year and a half. And I would always get sick. I'd always get a cough, always get a cold that would last for weeks. That I haven't had that. I'm so thankful to the Lord that he brought this to us, I believe, because we really needed it. And so when Rachel started, something happened, and she's here, and she can tell you about it.
Now, before Rachel does that, Bruce, you mentioned to me the other day when we were talking last week that the place where I called you had this long flight of stairs to the top.
Right.
And
right.
You were saying that halfway up those stairs – well, you had to do something different in the past before NeoLife than now. What was that?
Well, I was a lady in West Los Angeles, and you're right. I think it's at least 30 steps with a landing in between. And I remember vividly carrying my tool cases, going up to tune her piano, and half the flight I was winded. And then by the time I got to her doorway, you know, I had to really pause and catch my breath. Well, this week or this past week, I mean, I just trotted up those stairs with my tool cases, and I had to go back down for something in my car and came back up, and I just thought, wow, I am not winded like I was. I can't believe it. It was so exciting to know that NeoLife has truly made a difference in my life. It was just, I was blown away. I really was.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. All right, now I am excited to hear Rachel's story. Rachel, I understand that you have been using these products for a long time, using nutritional products off and on, I think. Maybe you could share that piece as well, while at the same time dealing with some health challenges, including MS. Can you share that with us?
Sure I can. It's nice to be on here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I just pretty much thought, oh, yeah, you know, in the past, oh, I need to take calcium, I need to do whatever. And so I just took whatever, not really paying attention, just assuming, you know, it's on the shelf, you buy it and you take it. But in 2001, I found out I had MS. And, you know, so that's kind of a big setback. You're going, wow, that's not great. I know I skip breakfast most of the time because I was a busy mom taking kids to school. And, you know, sometimes lunch was like in the car picking them up, like an apple or something. And anyways, I kind of got over the initial setback with the MS. And then I'm thinking, okay, I have to do something. So in 2002, I got on an injection therapy. It was an injection once a week. And the only drawback was I got a horrible headache afterwards and a migraine type because the light sensitivity was really bad. And I just, you know, it was like, okay, I can do this. It's better than doing an injection every day. You know, there were like three therapies at the time. And so, you know, you kind of get through it and you just do it because you have to because you're the mom. And, you know, you still cook dinner or whatever. So go on and on and on. And then when Bruce had me start the NeoLife, he's like, why aren't you taking it? And I'm like, well, nobody said I needed to take it. And I hadn't really paid too much attention except for he was getting great results. And I thought at that time, I had started eating a little more healthy. You know, I'd eat breakfast because I'm like, okay, that's important. I got to eat breakfast, you know, eat some yogurt and fruit and take my calcium and a multivitamin. And I thought I was doing really good and cooked usually a pretty healthy dinner. And, you know, then I started on the NeoLife in August of last year. So, you know, I just continued through, you know, the next month, and all of a sudden I realized...
You were just doing the breakfast pack.
I was just doing the breakfast pack. And I thought, okay, you know, I can do this. It's good. I'm enjoying the shake and taking the Vitality pack. I'm doing good. And halfway through September, all of a sudden I realized, oh, my goodness, I don't have a headache, and I did my injection today. Well, I'm not real good about paying attention to what's going on with my body. I've learned a little bit more now. But anyways, I wasn't having the headache. I thought, wow, this is really weird. I better pay attention next week. So, you know, the next week comes along, and I do my injection, and I realize I don't have a headache. What's going on here? That's got to be the nutrition I'm taking from the NeoLife, because I've never not had the headache. And I wasn't sensitive to the light. Like, sunlight first thing in the morning was just blinding. And so I was just like, wow, this is really exciting.
Amen.
Yeah, it was great. You just feel like you got a new lease on life. I go, man, I can do these injections forever now. Not really, but anyways.
I was thinking you said one side of, like, the only side effect, and I'm thinking, poor thing, the only side effect just happens to be migraine headaches. That's horrible.
Well,
wow.
It's like, I try to look on the bright side of things, okay? So if there could be worse things in life, and a lot of people have worse things, so.
Yeah. I love your attitude.
Doable.
You know, Bruce, you should have heard Bruce when I was talking to him, was just bragging about what an amazingly strong wife he has and how
right.
You don't complain. You just put up with these things forever. So, Bruce, in light of you sharing that with me, I mean, how did that feel for you? You know, your wife, you know, your most cherished friend, spouse, to see her not suffering. Can you even describe that?
It was a huge blessing from the Lord because, you know, I would have done anything to try to relieve her of that headache. And, I mean, to have her free of it was just amazing. And it just, even though she's so strong and she powers through it, to just see her be relieved, I mean, what a story. So I have shared her story with people so many times, and I'll tell you what, if I only had that story, that's enough. But the stories are just endless with this company, and that we'll talk about that later. But it's just so exciting to see that whole food nutrition that's beyond organic, that's backed by science, is real. And it's, as I told you, or I've told people, I said, you know, it's not because I know much of anything. It's because I know a company that knows about this, and my confidence is in this company because of their commitment, their dedication, their research, and they allow me to be part of it. That's just unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah, I feel the exact same way. And it, has the other family members, have they also seen benefits out of the products in your family and extended family?
Yes, they have. My mom had melanoma 2 or 3 years ago on her leg, and then ended up finding the source up in her groin, and she had surgery. And, you know, it was just like this spot. They couldn't take off what they were hoping to because it was wrapped around a main artery in her leg. And so it's kind of like, well, we'll do what we can. They decided to start her on what was that therapy?
There? I don't know.
I can't remember. Immunotherapy. And so she's doing that. But then we got her finally started. She's skeptical, but she did start the breakfast pack, which, you know, was like, okay, well, this is the minimum we're getting her to do, but it's better than nothing. And she started taking it, drinking the shake, and then she felt like it kind of upset her stomach. And at the time, I was just like not knowledgeable enough to say, you know, that could happen because it can be kind of a detox to begin with a little, but I didn't realize that at the time to give her that information. And she had kind of stopped doing the shake, but she kept taking the Vitality Pack. And then my mom was never a nap person. And she was tired. I mean, of course she had a big surgery. She was kind of wasted. She, at the first of the year, she all of a sudden just made a turn. She had started taking the breakfast pack in December and then just kind of cut out the shakes after the first week or two. And then the first of the year, all of a sudden, she was like not needing her nap anymore. And we're like, wow, Mom, you're looking really good. And
is she taking phytodefense?
She hadn't started phytodefense yet because we hadn't convinced her on that. Our son Brendan finally convinced her she needed to start that. You know, you can only say so much at sometimes. And so she's been doing the phytodefense now, too. She's doing wonderful. She's gone out and been walking. She and my dad work out in their garden.
Yes, I hear you. Yep.
Okay. Anyways, they just have a very busy life, and they've been able to travel again, where it was a lot. It was a huge drain on her, and, you know, she wasn't used to sitting around doing nothing. And I really feel like the product has really increased the value of her life. So we're really excited about that.
Wow, that's exciting. And it was so cool to hear. I want to encourage everyone to listen at some time, some point to your son, Jeff and Julie Stevens in the interview from a month ago, whole bunch of other amazing stories within your family, with fighting the blues and, you know, and just feeling your best. So for our listeners, we don't have time to get into all of that, but be sure to check out Jeff and Julie, their son and daughter-in-law, incredible as well. So, wow, it's exciting to see how Neolife is impacting the whole family. And can you share with us now, jumping into the business, why did you choose to build this as a business? And maybe, again, you've had a lot of success. since deciding to not just use the products, but share it and bless others and help us in our crusade to end the trend. And I want to point something out that I didn't say earlier before you answer that question. Congrats, you guys, because you've almost earned your invitation to Leadership School, which is, for those who don't know, Leadership School is probably as incredible as all of our travel is. I mean, we just got back from Hawaii. Some people went to Maui and Oahu and Waikiki Beach. But we're as incredible as all these exotic trips are. I think the most memorable trip that we ever take within our NeoLife career is a trip to Leadership School at Brassfield Estate Winery. It is breathtaking. It is unbelievable. Nearly 3,000 acres up in beyond wine country, overlooking the oldest lake in North America, the oldest or second oldest, is breathtaking. But I can't wait to be with y'all. Congrats that you're almost, this month will be your fifth month. January will be your sixth month consecutive director, qualifying as director, and which will earn you your trip the last week in February. Fair. So, by the way, are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely.
Yes. Of course, right? So, all right, well, tell us, why did you decide to do NeoLife as a business, please?
Well, as a piano technician for almost 40 years, I've done well. I work hard. But I realize, I can't do this for another 30 years. And then where will the income be? I dabbled with another company and their network marketing, and so I got a little glimpse into it, but never gave it much credibility. And then I saw something happening with my son Jeff and Julie, and I just thought, wow, there is something here. Talking with Dwight, listening to Alan Blaine. Of course, that was back, a year and a half ago. And so I guess it was my son Brendan had gone to convention in Anaheim, and he was all jazzed, and I just didn't give it really any thought. And so, of course, I was feeling better and with the products and all. And so I decided to go to Raleigh last January, and that was the jump start. I thought, you know what? There is something here, because not only is there a company that is solid as a rock, but there's a product that is like gold and everybody needs it. And then the reality that this is NeoLife is not a household name. And I knew a little bit about ground floor opportunity, but never gave it any thought. But now here it was staring me in the face, and I thought, I've got to do this. Residual income. Oh my, this is the answer to relieve me of a future 70-hour a week work weeks, and more time with the family, the time that I want to have with my grandchildren. Just so many thoughts came to mind at Rally, and so I started there, and I asked if I could attend the retreat that Louis and Laverne Smith hosted at Hume. I mean, what amazing people, such an inspiration to me, and their team. I mean, the people I have met there, just they're so dear to me. And I went there, and I didn't have time to go. We were supposed to be on a plane the day or two after I got home from that retreat to go to the East Coast for a vacation. I thought, no, I'm going to go. I've got to see this thing. And then it was from that point, keeping going, pressing on, going to convention. And I had so many other things going in my life at the time. But every opportunity to attend an event was just an amazing encouragement, and just continued to emphasize the tremendous value of what is offered to all of us and to people around us. I mean, we have this beautiful gift that we can share, from the product to the business. So, yes, my goals are are long term, and I look forward to it. I mean, I'm going to be 60 this next year, and I just, it's going to be the best year of my life in so many ways, and best year of my wife's life, and just because it's going to be Neolife's going to be a huge part of that. So, yeah, maybe that answered the question.
Yeah. You know, share with our listeners, if you could just sum it up quickly, what you told me at convention. I'll never forget Sunday morning at the optional distributor-led worship service, and we were talking afterwards, and you shared something about you're surprised to have found a company like this.
Yes, and my response to you at that time, I think, was founded on what I experienced at the Hume Retreat, but it was just a quadruple dose of Hume, and that was there. This community, this fellowship, this beautiful thing, like I'd never imagined was out there, and it's people coming together to share, to encourage, and I was just blown away by it. Just every aspect of it. It was amazing, and to know that the Lord is like right in the center of it, it was truly such a blessing to me, and yeah, I think that was kind of what I shared with you.
Yeah, I remember you saying I never dreamed there'd be something like this
to be
a part of. From the products to the community to the people. And I was like, I know exactly what you mean. We have something truly special.
That's right.
And you mentioned you had experienced another company before. And Rachel, is it true also that you had tried other companies in our industry's products before? Is that true?
Yes, I had. And, you know, I kind of got off of vitamins for a long time. It was just kind of a pain in the neck to take stuff. And Bruce continued with them, and I didn't, and both of us were doing about the same, you know. Like, okay, why do I need that? Well, it wasn't until after I found out I had MS that I thought, oh, maybe I should take something. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
It didn't really do anything. Yeah.
Yeah, didn't really do anything. I'm so glad that you didn't give up and that you were willing to give Neolife a try after having experienced less than the best, and you found the best. So let's talk. Let's move to now. You know, what are some of the things that you're doing to build this business that you're finding is consistently that's leading to success?
Well, I told you one thing and. Just this past week, but I realized afterwards that I missed something really big, and I know I can't remember the name of the person that shared last week, but she mentioned that she wrapped her car. Well, I, following the convention in July, I thought, you know what, and I'd seen my son, Jeff, he wrapped his car. And it's like, wow, what a bold statement. It's like, man, everywhere you go, somebody's going to see Neolife. And so I finally bit the bullet, and I thought, I'm going to wrap my van. I have a 2003 Ford Windstar, and, you know, still they need a paint job. And I thought, oh, perfect, a new paint job, but it's going to be a wrap. And thanks to Alan Blaine with some graphics, I got this van wrapped. And I'll tell you what, it is amazing. It is stunning. And it has been the greatest opener in some conversations because I try to park strategically in front of my customers' homes so that they'll look out their window and they'll see this van. Well, I had one customer I drove up, and she's kind of a skeptical person in nature, at least it seems that way. She said, well, I didn't order any vitamins. And I go, nope, you got me. And then at the end of my service call on her piano, I says, well, you know, if you'd like to know more about what's on my van, I'd be glad to share with you. Well, she's, well, I really do want to know. And so I let the van open the conversation. That's not how it happens every time, but it's just been somewhat consistent that the customer will ask the question, and I get that opportunity to share, just like I did this past week. The other thing that I told you, on the call is that I have come to have such respect for the catalog that we have. It's beautiful. It's complete. I mean, I know I haven't used every product in the catalog, but I've been wondering how do I introduce people to the beauty products or the wonderful shampoo or the cleaning products that we have, because I'm always talking about nutrition. I thought this catalog's the ticket, and so I am buying catalogs, and I just don't hand them out randomly. But this last week I shared with three people, gave them a catalog, asked them to look through it. I said there's a whole lot more here than just this one or two nutritional products that I'm talking to you about. So, for the cost of the catalog, the value of the catalog, I think it is a fantastic tool, as well as our other brochures as well. But, certainly my van and those catalogs are really special to me.
Appreciate you sharing that about the catalog, because I think sometimes it can be an overlooked tool. I like what you said to me the other day when we were talking. You said, I like sharingyourlife.com, but I love the catalog. And what a great point. I mean, a catalog is really a show and tell.
That's right.
And, if you haven't, those of you who are listening, if you haven't really spent some time with the catalog, you need to know that it was redesigned a while back so that you can start with the first page, introduce them to who NeoLife is, the need that we're filling in the marketplace, and then the foundation, which is Pro Vitality. And then if they want to know more, it breaks it down by each product in Pro Vitality, then the shake, and then it shows the health packs. And so it just perfectly leads you to then, all right, which health pack you want to get started with. And then as you said earlier, it also, if you want to go further then, if they have specific needs or interests, it then can go into everything from the skincare to the cleaners to it all. Great point, and I don't think we talk enough about it.
Yeah.
Those who are using are getting great results like you. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, and then the other thing with regard to the catalog, I do meet people, and believe it or not, they don't do much with the Internet. Maybe they don't even have Internet. I work for a lot of old people, and so with this catalog, I can show them something that they're not going to see otherwise. How do they tune in to Share NeoLife? I'm running into this with some people, and so it's just a great tool, and I'm going to be well stocked with them, so I have them ready to go.
Yeah. Let's talk about events for a moment. How important? Of course, you mentioned going to Raleigh in January of last year. And I hope our listeners heard that, because it certainly reminded me of the importance of getting a block of five at least and getting people to the rally and leveraging that event. It's amazing the fact that you can get somebody to that event. It's hard work to get people to events, but get them to the event and let them see the whole big picture in ways that we can't do it alone. But what would you say about the significance of events, convention, more specifically convention, rally, or team events? What would you say to them? How important is that in to your business?
Well, in terms of motivation, and I saw it first at the rally last January, where people were recognized for their hard work, and it didn't really set in. I mean, I heard emeralds, and I heard sapphires, and I heard rubies, and I saw these people, and of course I didn't know what was going on, but it's like people were excited and people were recognized. And then the same thing happened at Louis Smith's event at Hume, and I was getting a little bit of a clue of what's happening, kind of understanding the business plan a little bit. And then when I went to convention and I saw the benefits, the rewards from the hard work of individuals, and these are people that are just at a different level with Yeah, there's some really smart people in this company. So how do I put this? It's like, I mean, these people, these are my friends. These are people I'm meeting, and I can relate to them, and they're doing this business, and they're so down to earth, and they're successful, and they're being rewarded. And I go, oh, wow, I can do this too. It was being in the middle of all of it and watching it. It isn't hype. It is just experiencing the reality of what is going on with this company, and it is accessible to anyone. And I guess that's what these events have done for me. It just keeps emphasizing not only what has to happen in order to reach the place where you get that big check or you get that recognition. It's like, you know, no, it's not standing up for the applause. Applause is great, but I want to be a part of that satisfaction of knowing, hey, I did a good job. And I'm so excited to be a part of what everyone else is doing, because this is truly a team effort. And yeah, I guess, oh, there's so much wrapped up in going to convention, but yeah, it's big picture right in your face. And so everybody has to go. That any way you can, you've got to go. I mean, I've got my Seattle tickets. I got to get my hotel reservation set. But I mean, Lord willing, I'm there.
That's awesome.
I'm there.
Well, and I appreciate you were there at the your team event in two months ago in North Carolina, all the way from California. You certainly are setting the example for your team that you can't teach what you don't know. You can't leave where you won't go. You've got to invest in your business, invest in our personal growth and education development. And that the results of that are evident by virtue of you even being on the call as a rising star. Now, as we begin to wrap this thing up here, can you touch, I know you were telling me a lot about your team.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about how you, and there's some echoing going on. I don't know if that's from the both lines. Maybe one of you wants to mute and you're not speaking. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's just me hearing it or others do. But
well, we got the clock dinging in the background.
Oh, that's fine. I love the piano earlier. It's like I'm talking to a piano tuner. It was great. No, it's great. It's fine. But you were talking about your team, and you were talking about how you love working with families. One of the benefits of this, and I know it's family. It's real close family as well as family and friends. But can you touch on what you were sharing with me the other day, the team that's helping this happen?
Yes. You know, we certainly, my family, my children are heavily involved with NeoLife. But one side of the family is on Rachel's side, and that's her sister, husband, their two daughters. That's Dan and Beth Gromer with Heidi and Ray Lynn. And they're going to be at Raleigh, and they're just right on the edge of being great promoters for NeoLife. I just mm-hmm. know it. And when they came to, I invited them to come to Louis' October retreat in Ontario, and they attended, and it was just like a wake up call. I believe. I mean, they've been experiencing the wonderful results of the product. So I'm excited about them. I've got a cousin in Emporia, Kansas. Nobody hardly knows where Emporia is, but I was able to share with him, and he got excited. He started taking the product, saw great results, signed up as a promoter. He's going to be a rising star there in Kansas. Another promoter, Benjamin Kim, here locally, very successful businessman in the wings that together this coming year, great things are going to happen with him. And, you know, a couple other people who are just on the edge of becoming club members that I see as potential promoters. So I think for me, the thing that I heard a number of times at various events, don't prejudge people. Don't jump to conclusions. Just listen and try to answer questions, or as Chad Johnson said, it was so effective. You may have the answer, but respond to the question. Great question. Let me find out. And then you can follow up with them. And it's just how this thing works is just so amazing. So, we got a lot of work to do, but 2018, here we go.
Well, you already have a beautiful team that's coming together and growing. And Benjamin Kim, as you said, not only a new rising star, but new senior manager, and got started right into the business. Excited about seeing him at Rally. What advice would you give in closing out to somebody who says, it's great you're having success, but what would you tell them they want to make 2018 their best year ever? What would you say to them? Telling me earlier, you said, don't wait.
Don't wait. Now is the time. Follow up. You just keep track of people that you share with and follow up. But 2018 is the year, and don't put it off. Plan today, start tomorrow. That's my best advice.
Now, tell us about how if you could quickly just touch on Success Team. How has being on Success Team helped you with inviting and following up? And I know you also have Shake and Learns. You have more planned, right now. But how has the Success Team you're on helped support you to carrying out your intentions, making good on them?
Well, the level of accountability, it's like, you don't want to appear like you did nothing during the week. I mean, the tracker, this business is so simple with our tracker and filling it out. And so we post it, and we get to see our results and see other people's results for the week. So, yeah, the level of accountability. But I think the encouragement that comes from listening to other people and hearing their wins for the week, that spurs me on in a big way. And also listening to challenges that people might be experiencing and being able to share together and ask a question or two. I mean, it's like community that is consolidated into a small group. And, of course, I mean, we got this huge community in Neolife that is so valuable. But, of course, we can't interact with everyone. But the Success Teams, absolutely, 100%, got to be a part of one. And I look forward to 2019 to starting my own Success Team, weekly Success Team. I mean, I'm going to do that because as much as I like to be a part of one, and I'll continue to be a part of one, I've got to lead out and start my own and encourage, my cousin Bobby and Benjamin and connect in such a way where they're getting the vision and having the fire built under them. I mean, this is how it goes.
I love it. That's right. You got to duplicate it.
Thank you
for sharing that, inspiring everyone else. I didn't say that earlier. You're right. They should not only be on one, but lead one, start one. And by the way, I gave the wrong email earlier. It's Success Team, not plural, but successteam@neolife.com. If your team doesn't have one for you to join. I know you do. Chad's leading Success Team that you're on, and that's a big Success Team, and you're starting your own after being on one. So that's awesome. Now, in wrapping this up, I also like to come back one last time to Rachel. Rachel, Bruce was telling me about how you come home just excited to be out there sharing Neolife with others. And I think that's I'm not sure, Bruce sometimes can be the vocal one, but I hear you've gotten pretty excited yourself. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, I love talking about it and sharing with people. I feel like I hear needs over and over and over. And sometimes I want to jump in. I'm like, no, you've there's times when you think, okay, right now is not the time because I've got to build a relationship, because you kind of try to read people. And other times it's just like, okay, I've only got a few seconds here to talk to this person. And, you know, it's like, why are you a vegetarian? What caused you to do that? You know, and are you getting enough protein? You know, you talk to the checkers, you're on your way out, share Neolife, and you go back to the store and you see them again. And, you know, I come home, I'm like, I'm so excited because this guy's really excited of, you know, to look up the information. And, you know, it's just, I really love sharing it. And I always figure, like, if I don't share it, and they can choose to say yes or no, but if I don't share it, it's a no, you know.
That is good. If you don't share it, it's a no.
Yeah. I have a no win if I don't share it. So, you know, I share with random people, and I don't always do the triple opt-in, because it's just kind of like, oh, shoot, I should have done that. But, you know, other times, all of a sudden, I end up, you know, coming home from a store and I've got a phone number. So I'm like, oh, great, you know, let's go for this. So, yeah, I am excited about it just because I see the potential and I've felt the potential of how the product works. So,
yes, you know better than anyone. Well, yes. Rachel, thank you for being bold, and thank you for getting out there and sharing and caring. And it was fun to hear Bruce talk about coming home and your excitement and your enthusiasm, how it's lighting a fire underneath him, you know, to not slack himself. Bruce, can you, I think one last thing, and you might have a final, either of you might have a final comment, but you were talking to me about making space in your day. And that in 2018, that's one of the big commitments you're making, even to the point of you're willing to take a step backwards in your own career in order to take a giant leap forward. Can you tell people what you meant by that? Because it's really easy for people to get off this call and be like, well, I want to go help people, and I want to go make a difference. I want to go to leadership school. But, you know, sometimes it takes short-term sacrifice to do that. Tell us what you meant by that.
And I'm challenged because my life is so full with so many things, and my business is so big. I'm so busy, but I know that I have to make time. And so, okay, where can I start to make time? I can actually give up a tuning appointment, a piano tuning appointment, to make time. It's that kind of block of time, whether or not it's an actual tuning appointment or whether it's my the amount of time that would be in my shop. I have to give time during the business day for Neolife. Now, that might mean that I have to work later at night because I do have other commitments, but I've got to start somewhere, and so that's really a goal for 2018 is to free up a little bit of time, actually give up some time, and make that sacrifice because there's something huge that I'm going to attain.
Yes, and finally, would you recommend that people schedule Shake and Learns final 2 weeks of this month and into January?
If you can do it, do it. And I just know that as I've listened to other successful people talk about their success with Shake and Learns. I mean, Louis's team is just such an example of that. Alan and Nicole Blaine, amazing examples of that. David and Chandel. I mean, on and on and on. But this is the ticket. And so we're pressing on into 2018, and we are going to be successful and consistent in doing Shake and Learns because this is where you get people in up close and personal with the product. And once they interact with a group and sense the excitement and see the information, it's like, how can they say no?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you all so much. Any final comment? Everyone looks forward to seeing you, and in some case, for some of our newer members, meeting you guys at Rally in LA. But any final word?
Oh man, I think you've talked us out. But we love all of you, and just pray God's blessing on everyone in this company. And so grateful to our leaders, our owners, Kendra and Jerry, and and to you and your parents. I mean, just I'm so blessed. We're so blessed in being connected to everything that's here. So, yes, we look forward to rally and building more relationships and strengthening the ones that we've established already. And so let's go, folks.
Woohoo!
Let's do it. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
All right, folks. Well, another blast to have another rising star on the leadership call with us this morning. Thank you all so much for being on the call. Don't go anywhere yet. I want you just to hear in just a second to unlock the lines and just to hear you all say goodbye and from your city and wish everyone a super ultra awesome, fantastic week and also a Merry Christmas. Now, real quick, don't forget we will not have a call next Monday. Next Monday is Christmas. So no call next Monday, but there will be a call on New Year's Day. There will be a call. And a couple things don't forget, as I said earlier, I know a lot of people got on a couple minutes into the call. Make sure you don't forget about the Christmas gifts and team talk and call the customer service. Find out about that. Last minute shopping, give the gift of health. And also want to remind you, get your rally tickets. Go ahead and get those at neolifeevents.com. Don't want you to forget that. Don't want you to miss out. So thank you. I'm going to unlock the lines right now, and you all can say Merry Christmas. Bye.